It's Thursday, March 16th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Freedom House, an independent watchdog organization, noted that the Chinese Communist Party is cracking down on various religions, including Christians, seeking to stop the growth of faith in the world's most populous nation, reports the Christian Post. Roman Catholics are experiencing moderate persecution, and Protestant Christians are facing high levels of persecution. Authorities have arrested protesters and religious leaders, shut down underground churches, and enacted restrictive laws seeking to control all aspects of religious life. And earlier this week, a news report incorrectly claimed that the South Sudanese aid workers with Samaritan's Purse had been kidnapped while helping with food distribution. The Worldview spoke to Ken Isaacs of Samaritan's Purse, who explained what really happened.
We were waiting for the security situation to improve, and then on Monday, we got a call from the government of South Sudan officials telling us that 8 of our staff had been kidnapped and they were being held for food ransom. And then there was a press release made saying that same thing. Well, as soon as we got the call, we, having so much experience and knowing so many people, we called the local commissioner. And there in Mayandit, who is not affiliated with the government, he's on the opposition side, and he said, they have not been kidnapped. I arrested them.
Isaacs also said that this incident sheds light on the greater problem that is facing South Sudan.
What all of this has done is to illuminate really the deep, deep tragedy of South Sudan, a country that fought a civil war for its independence for 23 years. It had the favor of the international community. It had God's favor on it. The churches had come together, tribes had come together, and this opportunity has been fettered away by weak leadership, greedy leadership, brutal leadership.
Isaacs asked Christians to pray for a radical change of heart for those in power. If you get or perform an abortion in Ireland, it's punishable by up to 14 years in prison. Pro-Aborts put forth a new bill which would have legalized abortion with only a token $1.22 fine imposed, according to the Christian Institute. However, that bill was ultimately rejected. Numbers 35:33 says, "Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land." The left has long speculated that President Donald Trump was a tax dodger. Tax documents publicized by MSNBC show that Trump has paid his taxes, a lot of taxes, $38 million on $153 million of income in 2005. That's close to 25%. Russell Moore might be fired for his vocal opposition to President Donald Trump during the presidential campaign. The leader of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission for the Southern Baptist Convention firmly opposed the Donald. Moore called Trump's campaign, quote, reality television moral sewage, unquote, and accused him in a New York Times op-ed of pandering to pent-up nativism and bigotry. The Washington Post reports that more than 100, or 0.2%, of the 46,000 Southern Baptist churches have threatened to pull funding if Moore is not given the pink slip. One Christian author has put forth a radical idea to thwart the spiritual crisis in America and preserve the Christian faith in our contemporary society. Rod Dreher, author of The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation, proposes that Christians must strategically withdraw from politics and form communities patterned after Saint Benedict, the monk born in AD 480. The very secularists who invented defective birth control methods could now be in danger of dying out because religious people, from Muslims to Christians, are having more children, reports Springer International Publishing. The American and Malaysian researchers asked more than 4,000 students about their religious beliefs and number of siblings. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14:1. Parents, take courage. If you survive the sleep deprivation, toddler tantrums, and teenage angst, you may be rewarded with a longer life than your childless peers, According to researchers at the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, fathers gain more in life expectancy than mothers, particularly in older age. By the age of 60, the difference in life expectancy may be as much as 2 years between people with and those without children, they concluded. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.